Teach us the mysteries of heaven, O Lord. Open our eyes that we may see your word, O Lord. Teach us the secrets of our life. Help us to understand the will and the calling that is upon our life. Help us all to walk in the path that will bring glory to your holy name, Lord. We know you send us here for a reason, Lord. Help us to come to the fulfillment of the purpose of us being sent to this earth realm, O Lord. Father, open our hearts and flood us with your light. Teach us how deep your love is, how wide your love is, how long it is, Lord. Open our hearts, O Lord, that we may understand, as all believers should understand, the depth of your love, the depth of your desire for fellowship with us, Lord. May our spirit be open to receive. May our soul be open to receive. Amen. May our mind be open to understand, Lord. Amen. We receive the spirit of understanding. We receive the spirit of wisdom. We receive the spirit of knowledge. We receive that seed which you will be planting in our hearts today, O Lord. Amen. May your name alone be exalted, Lord. Be glorified, O Lord. Father, we filter our ear, Lord. Open the eyes of our understanding. Open our ears to hear, Lord. And let us not just hear the word, but let us be doers of the word, O Lord. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful seat. I don't know if they can help me with the mic. I have to bring my head down and force the mic to my mouth to be able to speak. If there is nothing you can do, just leave it. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want every one of us here to be in one accord. One accord means in one spirit, in agreement, togetherness. Today I'm going to be teaching you on the voice of God, how to hear the voice of God. When you tell an average Christian, "Can you hear the voice of God?" they say yes, they hear the voice of God. They say, "I feel the Lord is telling me. I feel the Lord is telling me." You can't feel what God is saying. You can sense it. You can sense the Spirit of God. You can sense what the Spirit is saying. But I understand it's what we actually meant, but most time we used the wrong speech for it. And I want us to pay maximum attention. How to hear the voice of God. Tell your neighbor the voice of God. The voice of the Spirit. The Bible made us to understand that, before we go into scriptures, the Bible made us to understand that man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. That is the easiest way to understand it. That is the easiest way to break it down for you. The Bible also made us to understand that God is not after your spirit. The moment you become born again, that what becomes born again is your spirit. Is that correct? Your spirit becomes born again. Because the Bible said that all things are now new. So, but when you check your life, when you check yourself, your body, your physical body is still the same. After you have received Jesus, your body is still the same. You still look the way you're looking. Your color did not change. Your height did not change. It doesn't mean that something happened. It doesn't mean it's a spiritual transformation. It's a spiritual birth. So what became born again is your spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? And the Bible says something that after we become born again, now what happens to our soul? That our soul need what they call transformation. Transformation. He said, "Be not conformed by the things of this world." That is Romans 12 verse 2. "Be not conformed by the things of this world, but be ye conformed by the things of the Spirit." By the renewal of your mind, actually. By the renewal of your mind. Now, I want us to understand that, number one, first, we must understand that we all can hear the voice of God. Everyone can hear the voice of God. Everyone can hear the voice of God. Most of us say, "God spoke to me. I heard it. It was loud." You see, if God speaks in this your ear, if you are in a bus and God spoke to you and it was audible, and you say, "I heard God spoke to me. I heard him, it was loud." If actually it was in your ear, in the outside, if you were speaking from outside, you're not going to be the only one to hear it. Other people will hear it too. You see, we have received the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that our body is the temple of the Lord, which means that God the Father, God the Son, and the Spirit lives inside of us. So when God speaks, He speaks from within us. In us shall flow rivers. In us shall flow rivers. So when the voice of God comes, sometimes it's so audible because He is speaking from within. There was when we are younger, you hear your name, you turn around to know who's calling you. They say it's Okundimo in Igbo language. They say, don't answer. It's the Spirit that is calling you. You see, the reason why you turned around and said, who called me? And everybody said, nobody's calling you, is because that thing was within. It was a spirit speaking to a spirit within. You heard your name, you turned. He said, did you just come? He said, no, I didn't call you. He said, somebody called me. He said, nobody called you. It was because it was within, but it was loud. First of all, in order for you to hear the voice of God, you must believe that God can speak to you. You must believe that you can hear God. If you don't believe that you can hear God, it will limit your functionality in God. Number one, first, you must understand that we all can hear the voice of God. Number two, God wants to speak to us. You must carry this mindset that God wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to me. God is interested in speaking to me. And one thing you must know, that whatever you think you are hearing and God has spoken it, you are only tuning to the frequency of what He has said already. That is why He's an awesome God. But I'm going to teach you the difference between the voice of God and the voice of your spirit. Your spirit has a voice. Most time what you hear is not the voice of the Spirit. Most time when you prophesy, it is not the voice of the Spirit. It's the voice of your spirit man that you are hearing. God wants to speak to us. Number three, God wants fellowship with us. Always. That always is important. God always wants to fellowship with us. God demands it. He loves it. He wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants to hear what you did yesterday. God wants to hear. You see that thing that you come back home, you say you are bored. You see, you can't really be bored except you understand the place of the Holy Ghost, because He wants to speak. He wants to hear. And He wants to talk. He wants to communicate with you. The Holy Ghost always wants to hear you. And have you ever wondered, whenever you come to the presence of God with boredom, the moment you start talking, not just blasting in tongues, when you start communicating with God, you begin to feel that burden lifted. It's because someone is hearing, a being is hearing, and a being is answering. Praise the Lord Jesus. Sin is not even enough to stop the voice of God from speaking. Sin is not enough to block you from hearing God. But it can, but it's not enough. We're going to touch it little by little, so follow me. God is love, number five. Now, we said that all can hear the voice of God. Can we go to the book of Romans 2, 12, verse 12? Romans 2, verse 12. All can hear the voice of God. The Bible said that the law has been written in our hearts. So that means there is a law that is written in our spirit. That heart, you see, when the Bible said that there is a law written in our heart, it said, when the Gentiles sin, they will be destroyed, even though they have never had God's written law. Now, this is talking about the Gentiles now. He said the Gentiles, when they sin, they will be destroyed because they have not heard about the written law. He's talking about the written law. But I'm about to tell you that there is a law that is written in your heart. He said, and the Jews who do have God's law, these Jew people, the Jews, they have the law written. They can hold it in their paper. They can hold it on their tongue. They can hold it on their hand. They can read it. It is written in them, for them, will be judged by that law when they fail to obey it. But the Gentiles, the law was not written to them. Now, next verse, this is where I want to point out to you. He said, for merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. Hearing the word of God does not make you right with God. It is obeying the word of God that makes you right with God. You can hear the word of God and still be a criminal. If the word does not transform you, you are not doing anything. You are only attending service. Make it be say you are attending service. For merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. It is obeying the law that makes us right in His sight. Next verse, please. Because some people will say, we don't have the law. So something, Jesus did something important. He said, even Gentiles who do not have... Okay, he said, even Gentiles who do not have God's written law show that they know His law when they... What? Instinctively obey it, even without having heard it. Now, I want you to give me King James, the same Romans 2 verse 14. He said, For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law. By nature, how are they able to obey the law? Even when they have not heard the law, they have not seen the law. Having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Now, next verse. Give me NLT in that next verse. They demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts. That is the reason why you are able, even from child, when you are grown up, you are able to tell that there is something. This thing is evil. This thing is good. It's because there is a law that has been placed in your heart. A tablet that is meant to guide you. There is a voice that has been there speaking right from the beginning. It's a voice that allows you to know what is good and what is bad. Can we go to the book of Hebrews 10 verse 16, please? Just follow me. I'm going to give rooms for questions. Just follow me. Because we are teaching on the voice of God. Follow me. And it's a long teaching, so we must finish it today. Hebrews 10 verse 16 said, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people. On that day, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their mind." The law, the moment you receive the Spirit of God, this law has been written in your heart. So it has been spoken ahead of time. Praise the Lord Jesus. Just follow me. I told you something, that even sin cannot stop you from hearing the voice of God. Now, something happened. When Adam sinned against God by eating the forbidden fruit, did it stop Adam from hearing the voice of God? No. God spoke. Adam heard. Adam communicated. God spoke. Adam, where are you? He said, I am in this place. So I am naked. That was not the question. Adam, where are you? He said, I'm naked. The question was, where are you? He said, I'm naked. So there was still a conversation between Adam and God, even when he had disobeyed. And God still showed up. That is the place where the first sacrifice started, when God has to kill an animal to cover their nakedness and send them out of the Garden of Eden. Now, what God created was a garden, just that the garden was in Eden. That just makes sense. Does that make sense? Now, when Cain killed Abel, God spoke to Cain, and Cain heard. But you have the Holy Ghost in you, and you've not heard God. Why? Does it mean that God was not speaking? Is it that your sin is so big that God could not speak to you? No. God is speaking. He is always speaking, but men are not hearing. Job 33:14, please. Job 33:14. God is always speaking to man, but man is not hearing. For even when Cain sinned, Cain had a conversation with God, a communication with God. God said, Cain, where is your brother? He said, am I? They don't always answer the right question. He told the father, where are you? The father said, I am naked. That was not the question. He now said, where? And God always asked that question, where? Have you ever been praying and you think you have been fasting, and God comes and say, I want you to start fasting. You've not fasted for some time. And you say, I was fasting. He said, no, I didn't know you were fasting. Because anything you do outside of God is a sin. Do you know that? But I'm not saying that. Just fast. Fast is good. You must not wait till the Lord say fast. You fast to help your spirit. Does that make sense? And when he came to Adam, he said, where are you? Adam said, I'm naked. He came to Cain. He said, where is your brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Simple. Just say he's dead. I killed him. He said, am I my brother's keeper? And God went further. He said, and before that thing happened, God spoke to Cain. He said, look, evil is coming. You must learn to master it. He said, if you do what is right, won't your offering be accepted? And later on, it was not that same day that Cain killed Abel. Oh no, it was not that same day. No, no. They went home, ate together, laughed together. Then they planned for a trip. And that was when he killed. But the context here is that God still spoke to Cain, even while Cain murdered. And the Bible said, for God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. You see, the problem of Christians is that they don't recognize the voice of God. Not that God is not speaking. Before you put on a cloth, there is a cloth God wants you to put on for that day. You see, God wants to get involved in every little thing you are doing. Every little teeny, mini, teeny. every little conversation, every little conversation, every little whatever you want to do, the hairstyle you want to make, oh yes, God is involved. He wants it. You see, the Holy Spirit is in love with you more than you think. The same way you expect, for example, if you're a married person here, you expect your husband to look at your hair, to tell you that this hair is fine, this hair is that. The Holy Ghost wants to do that more than your husband. The Holy Ghost wants you to dress, and when you are done, He says, you look beautiful. The Holy Ghost wants to tell you that, see, you see, this color will not go with this color. The Holy Ghost wants to do that. But the thing is that the Bible said that, for God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. They don't know His voice. Know that His voice is not there. The voice has always been there. We don't know how to listen. We don't know when He speaks. Even when we hear, we refuse to believe it. Next verse, please. He speaks in dreams, because that is the easiest way for you to hear Him. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their bed. Next verse, He whispers. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them of warnings, with warnings. That is why whenever you say something happened you don't know, it's actually, I can actually say you are lying, because God always speaks, it's just that you didn't perceive it. Before the car accident, before that trip, it happens. It's not a feeling thing, it's a speaking thing. I don't feel like, you can't, no. You can sense it. It's not about feeling. God does not really work with your feeling. Devil works with your feeling. Devil had access to your flesh, so the devil can work with your feeling. But the Spirit of God work with your sensing. In the, you sense it within. You. Some people say, "I feel it in my guts." He said He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warning. God is speaking; no one is hearing. He said, in the book of Ezekiel, He said, I search for a man who can stand in the gap. Who can stand? Does it mean there are no men? There are men. But no one can hear to stand. How will those that are about to wage for war go for war if the person that reads the bell of war is not prepared or does not know the sound? If there is war and you ought to hit, and you now hear ta 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 ta, the people will not be prepared for war. The reason is that we have not been sensitive in the place. Before you are invited for a program, before you feel that that program is a breakthrough, God wants you to ask Him first. Before you attend a gathering, you don't just attend because you feel it's the right thing to do. You attend because there is a compelling spirit that leads you. A man said something. He said he was about to board a plane. Then suddenly he had an accident. They had to rush him to the hospital. While he was in the airport clinic, he was upset that look at the plane he should have boarded. Now he has to pay extra money. While he was still watching, the plane crashed. And he withheld his statement. He withdrew his statement. He was shocked. He told them, he said, I would have been in this plane. They said, which plane? The plane I just crashed. He said, yes, I would have been there. Here is my ticket. I'm supposed to be there. And that man was blaming God for God allowing such fate to come to him. And yet God was seeing ahead, because men cannot hear when God speaks. Men have not learned to hear. Men walk by their flesh, by their feeling. I don't feel like traveling. It is not a feeling thing. It's a spirit thing. You can't feel it. I don't know why. I don't feel His presence. You can't feel His presence. He is God. You can sense it. And whether you feel it or you don't feel it, He is there. He doesn't need your feeling to operate. Only the flesh feels. If you want to hear the spirit, you will sense it. I don't know if we are getting blessed. Romans 8 verse 14. God wants fellowship, I told you. Before we begin to talk about hearing the voice of God, I want you to understand that God wants to speak, and that God is speaking. God wants fellowship. Romans 8 14. God wants fellowship. He wants to speak at all times. For all who are led, give me King James, please. In this context, I always want to go with King James. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, not by the Spirit, because there are many spirits. Not by the Spirit. There are many voices. Sound mind is a spirit. Faith is a spirit. There are all manifestation spirits of God. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Which means that God wants to lead you. Proverbs 3, please. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Which means God wants to lead us. God wants to constantly fellowship with us. Give me NLT. Okay, don't worry. Just leave King James. I'll still go back to NLT. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Are you seeing what God is saying? He said, I understand that you have an understanding. He said, I know. I gave you that understanding. I built it in your soul realm to understand things, to be able to understand to a certain level. But I don't want you to rely on your own understanding. Because see, as long as you are in this earth, you will fight the devil. There's no prayer that ends the mission of devil by your life. Every battle is a triumph for you. Every victory of every battle you battle. See, as long as you are in this earth, you have the flesh to contend with. Your flesh will always desire lustful things. You will discipline yourself. Be careful when you say, God has given me the grace that I don't feel lustful things. Because that is pride speaking through your flesh. You are only manifesting another dimension of the flesh. Those that you are ignorant of it. That's why Paul has to wake up every day and die. Every day he wake up, he purge himself in the spirit. Every day he wake up, purge himself. Give me NLT. NLT will give us a clearer understanding here now. We're talking about the voice of God. It's a trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Do not depend on it. Next verse, please. Seek his will in all. He didn't say in some of the things you do. He didn't say in spiritual things you do. A man was sharing the testimony. He said that for the past, all his entire life, since he gave his life to Christ, he has not made any investment that does not profit him. They asked him how. He said, whenever you bring a proposal to me, the first thing I do is I go to the place of prayer. If it might take 3 days to 7 days, I will wait till the Spirit speaks. Not my flesh, not my mind, till the Spirit in me speaks. Because that Spirit knows all things. But can we wait? Your phone will be ringing. Oga, we are waiting for your approval. Hurry up now. Let's know whether you are in or out. Before you know it, you make a decision by the flesh. And you will regret it by the flesh. And the soul will suffer for it too. He says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. That means there are paths in the spirit. There are paths to take. The Bible is saying that you have an understanding, but you don't have the perfect understanding to know the right way to follow. Until you begin to hearken to the voice of the Spirit, the voice of God, the voice of the man that is in you. You are, this body is only a vessel that carries a being that lives inside of you. Say, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Do you know that even before you bought a keke that you carelessly entered, that God wanted you to ask that question? Just his grace that sustains you. I wanted to enter this keke, but I didn't. My spirit told me not to. And later the keke had an accident. Had it been. Do you know how many people that if you get to heaven and they will say, had it been I listened, I would not have entered that car that killed me. And we blame God. We say God gives and God take. No. Why will he give and take? What do you have that you think he wants from you? Why will he kill you? Why will he allow you to die? It's because we have to take our blame for not paying attention to the Spirit to hear him speak. Because he is speaking, like Job said. In the book of Joel, he said he's also speaking. but we don't listen. John 16 verse 8 to 9. Just follow me. Trying to help your spirit and before we begin to deep things. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgments. Next verse. The word sin is that it refuses to obey. Now go back and give me King James. Let me pick something from there. John 16, 8. He said, and when he is come. Now he's talking about the spirit here. Well, follow me. You know the spirit, Jesus, just follow me. He will reprove the word of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Next verse. Of sin, because he believed not of me. Now, the believing that you believe about Jesus, that conviction that you believe about Jesus, took place in your spirit. Now, let me help you to understand. The Bible said that, I think, what scripture is that again? Talks about the soul, the mind. I think is it Thessalonians? I can't remember the verse. Talks about the spirit, soul, and the body. I think it should be Thessalonians. But there was something the Bible doesn't understand. You see, the Bible said that God created man in his what? In his own image. And the book of John 4:24. Can you see John 4:24? I hope I'm with him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible said that God created man. We all know that part in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. God created man in his own image. Is that correct? Now, the Bible said that God is a spirit. So, the image he created you with is the image of what? Spirit. And he said, and man became a living soul. And God breathed spirit. You can see. You see, breath is called ruach. The same word we use for the Holy Ghost. You can't see my breath. Man became a living breath. You know, man could breathe underwater when God created man. How was he able to name the fishes? He told all of them to come out. All the fishes come out and line up. No. He could walk inside the water. He could breathe underneath the water. He could call them by their name. He could speak underneath the water. Man was a living soul. Man was not limited by movement. Man can be at any place at any time he wants. Man could teleport. Until the man took the corruptible nature. Remember, man was dwelling in the spirit. He was clothed with the glory of God, which means man was naked but could not see that he was naked. The same way you are now, angels have never seen you naked. When they look at you, they see the glory of God covering you. The apparel of God covering you. Those times that you are naked, you are walking carelessly in the house. They don't have time to look at you and start laughing at you. Man was a living soul. So if the Bible said that God created man in his own image and likeness, which means man was like him. And the Bible said in the book of John 4:24 that God is a spirit. It didn't mean that what God created in a man was a spirit. It was in that same spirit, that your spirit, that the Holy Ghost came and dwelt inside your spirit. The Holy Ghost is not living in your body. The Holy Ghost is, your body is filthy to carry him. You see, there is an interaction. The same way he said, and my Lord said to my Lord, in your spirit, there is a place where your spirit man dwells. The moment you give your life to Christ, a new being, a new life, a new nature comes into that place, and light reflects through that temple, not the body, the spirit man. Then when you receive when the Holy Ghost comes, the Holy Ghost comes and stays with that man. When you are hearing the voice of God speaking, it's your spirit man is fetching what the Holy Ghost is doing and telling your soul. When the Holy Ghost speaks, it's authoritative. He will say, stop. If he speaks, If he speaks, you might fall on the ground and cover your ears. He doesn't speak outside, he speaks within. Your whole being will echo. I'm teaching you, follow me. I will teach you how you can hear the Spirit of God. To hear the voice of God, you must know that a man is made up of three things: the spirit, the soul, and the body. But man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. Now, when you have a, you know you already have eternal life when you give your life to Christ. I think which verse talks about the new creature? I think Corinthians 5:17. Corinthians, can we go to Corinthians 5:17, please? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is the Bible lying? Because the moment you gave your life to Christ, you are still dark. Did you got fairer? Did you got taller? No, you are still you. So what happened? And the Bible is saying that all things are becoming new. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What I understand by new creature means something new, not modified. Your spirit was not modified. The old nature was not modified. The old nature was killed, removed from you. The plan of God is for the old nature never to return back. But there is a condition: as long as you are in, the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And everything becomes new. That spirit man has never sinned in his entire life. That spirit man that is in you is a virgin. Even in a prostitute that received Christ, in the realm of the spirit, has never for once had sex with any man. It's only you, the human being, that thinks he did, she did. Her record has been wiped clean. In the eyes of God, she is a babe in Christ. She's just new. And God is saying, look at this bouncing baby girl. You are the one saying, old woman. God is saying, oh, brand new baby. You are seeing a lady that, not be you, Chioma, that we used to masturbate. That is why Chioma can come to the altar and hold the mic and say, God has set me free from masturbation. I was a prostitute. And you're like, ah, okay, close your mouth now. Why are you saying it in public? It's because he's not talking about himself. He was talking about his old nature, who she was. Because a new person has come. And in the eyes of God, that new person is perfect, blameless, and spotless. If you touch that person, God will raise fire over you. It's only the human record, the human mind, that said that, hey, you that I slept with, in the record of heaven, that lady can say, I don't know you. Because even Jesus said, I don't know who they are. Depart from me. I know you, Amaka. You that we met in that hotel beside, I'm sorry, I don't know you. She could remember, she could say, I don't know you. And she was not lying. She's speaking, not from the physical point, but the spiritual nature point. The point that has changed. That point does not know who you are. That point never knew any allergy. That nature doesn't know any maga. That nature never took any cocaine. That nature never lied. That nature was perfect and is perfect. And God is filled with so much joy with that nature. It's that same house, that same nature, that the Holy Ghost comes and dwells. And where I be, he will be. We are already there. When God was saying that, if you love me, obey my commandment, and I and my Father will come and live in him, not in the body, in him. The him is the spirit being. I will show you scriptures. Don't get confused, please. Are you with me? Philippians 1:23, please. Are you with me? Philippians 1:23, please. Now, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that talks about man is a spirit. So, but let's look at it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, please. Just to help us. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. NLT, please. He said, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole is complete. Your spirit is complete. And may your whole spirit, one, and soul, whole soul, two, and whole body, three. Are you seeing there? These are different things. And may, you see, your spirit allows you to interact with the spirit realm. Your body allows you to interact with the physical realm. The soul allows you to know what happened from the spirit and bring it to the body. The soul is the mediator between the spirit and the body. Your spirit has a voice. Your soul has a voice. Your body has a voice. Have you ever wondered why you are thinking? It looks like there are three persons speaking through you. You are only thinking, and one is speaking. Another is contradicting what the other one is saying. Then after, one will just speak quietly and goes off again. And when that one speaks, you are searching for that one that spoke. He kept quiet. If you search deep, he will give you a scripture. That's what that one they do. Just give you scripture. He doesn't want to argue. Comes and speak and goes back. That is the spirit. Your spirit, the real you. He is the boss. He doesn't have time for arguments. Shabbat Kalita. You see, you will know this because your body will perish on earth. When Moses died, the devil came to carry the body. So if the body was the main thing, the body should go to heaven. That's why the Bible said that we will have a glorified body. A glorified one that is befitting of the spirit man that we carry. That one can teleport the same way the spirit man can appear and disappear. In order for you to teleport from one place to another, you have to borrow your celestial body in the spirit for teleportation to happen in the realm of the physical. That is why witches have to eat the spirit of witch. Witch, the same way you have the Holy Ghost to receive, is how witchcraft, they receive a spirit called witch. Witch is a spirit, not a person. It's a spirit that dwells in a person, that allows a person to transform his body and can disappear and turn into any animal. That's why when they go to the court, they will give them something to swallow. Kalamana, Eyaba. We have swallowed the Holy Ghost. Jedambala, Kaliteela, Supa, Balaki Shakala, Tetetetete. Now look at what Paul said. Philippians 1:23-24. Should I read or should I ignore what you are doing? Philippians 1:23-24. Can someone read for me, please? It's taking forever to project. What's in my phone?
I am torn between two desires.
Now listen to what Paul is saying. He said, I am torn between two desires. Please, my brother, can you help me? If you need to format your system, help me. Just get me on torn. He said, I am torn between two desires. He said, I am torn between two desires. He said, I long to go and be with Christ. See, a man that is alive is talking about death too. That same death that he did bring on. You say, I come and open wine. I never do anything for this world. He said, and he's not yet married though. He's saying this. He said, I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which will be far better for me. Next verse. Now, when he's talking about, he was talking about his body. The body will remain on earth. Now, the body is not going to Christ. Are you seeing that a man is a spirit? Because if the body will go, then when you die, your body will disappear with you. He said, but for your sake, it is better that I continue to live. He was talking about the spirit man. not the body. The body will die and remain there. Does that make sense? Are you following what I'm saying? Go back and give me King James. He said, For I am in a what? It's like double mind. I am between two places. I'm between two thoughts. For me to live here is better. For me to just depart. Having desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Next verse, please. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful. To abide in the flesh. To abide in this flesh. This your flesh. Are you seeing what he's saying? He's not talking about the body. He's saying for me now to live in this body. This body, so that you can see me. Because if he shuts down this body, you can't see him again. So for me to abide in my flesh is beneficial for you. If I live in my flesh, you could see me. You will enjoy me. But if I go to Christ, I leave my flesh. The real me lives. Kalibra kusaka ele. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Give me King James for that. He said, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. Hello. Outward man. An opposite of in is what? Out. No, opposite of in is not inward. Someone said inward in his heart. Someone said in her heart, inward. I heard it. Don't be ashamed. Should we raise up our hand? Don't worry, don't worry. Don't raise up our hand. Someone said inward. If you are not in, you are not inward. If you are not in, you are out. So if Paul is saying something, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. Two men. There is a man that lives outside, and there is a man that lives inside. Paul is saying that there is a man that lives inside of you. There are two men. That there's an outward man that perishes, but the inward man is every day young. He's 20 years today. He's 20 tomorrow. He's 20 in the next 500 years. He's 20 in the next 700,000 years. That's why if you see angels, they are like 25 years. And yet those angels are more than 100 thousands of years. If you see them, they are like young men. You see white wolves. You see their eyes burning with fires. And you see something that radiates fire all over them. And you see them with their wings. And oh, Kalama, Ela. Oh, Yada. You might be shocked when we get to heaven, the 24 elders might look 30. And yet they are called elders. Zakalata. Kayita pantapale. So for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed. Can we go to NLT, please? We are seeing two men here. The inward man and the outward man. This is the outward man. The inward man is you. He said, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed. Are you seeing how here he's trying to help you to understand? The spirit is the inward man. It's renewed. He doesn't get old. He knows all things that you should know. He knows as much as the Spirit of God knows, because he taps from the Spirit and reveals to you. If you listen to your spirit man, if you hear the voice of your spirit man, you will never go wrong in life. You will fulfill your faces in life. Someone getting blessed. Still on the spirit of a man, Romans 8 verse 14 to 16. I'm going to read verse 14, then we'll read verse 16. Just pay attention to this. Romans 8 verse 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Please remove the children, put son of God. Next verse. So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. You see, there is a Spirit that you received when you became a son of God. And in that Spirit, there is no fear. So if you are afraid, it's the outward man that is afraid, not the spirit man. The spirit man can't fear, has no ability of being afraid. even if the spirit man wants to fear, he can't, because the nature was not given. If your spirit wants to fear, the nature to fear is not given. It's like saying, I want to give you 20 million, but when I go to my account, I have 0 million. So even if I love you so much, I can't give you the money. Why? Because it's not there. Not because I don't want to. So your spirit man cannot fear. Even if he wants to fear, he's incapable of fear. So when fear comes, it is not the spirit man that is afraid. It's your mind that is afraid. That is of the flesh. That is not of the spirit. The nature you carry can't fear. The nature you carry can't even fear for that exam hall. Because that nature that is in you knows the answer. So you have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's spirit. When he adopted you as his own children, he gave you a spirit. Now we can call Abba, Father, Zakalata. Now give me verse 16. Listen to what he said in the verse 16. For his spirit joins with our spirit. The spirit of God is joining with another spirit. No. You didn't hear the English. Don't tell me it's the devil. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. The spirit of God comes to your own spirit. Are you seeing where the Holy Spirit dwells? He dwells in the spirit of you. Scripture. No, I'm not the one that wrote it. Give me King James. Are you seeing two spirits here? The spirit of God and your spirit. The spirit itself beared witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I don't feel like I'm in relationship with God. It's not by feeling. The spirit said so. I don't feel like the power of God will move if I worship. It's not by feeling. It's the spirit. This is scripture. You are seeing it from the Bible. He said the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. Hi. Give me back NLT, please. Just NLT just gamed over it. For his spirit joins with our spirit. So in your spirit man, imagination, work with your imagination. This is your body. This is your soul. The smaller cycle in between is your soul. Then the smallest one, assuming, is your spirit. In that smallest one, where your spirit is where the Holy Ghost is. That one has its own thinking faculty. That one has mouth. He has a voice to speak. The Holy Ghost is in your body, moving forward. The spirit man in you is the one that tells you, Kai, this thing you did is a sin. It's not the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the Holy Ghost cannot condemn you, for there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. It's the spirit man that says, Kai, you just offended the Holy Spirit. This thing you did is a sin. Repent. It's your spirit, because your spirit man knows what the Holy Ghost wants. So he interprets to your voice. I'm going to tell you, I don't want to call the name of the voice. He tells him, come, let me show you. Three persons. Brother, Mike, let me borrow it. Let me show you demonstration. Now, this is the spirit man, for example. Please come. This is the soul. And this is the body. When the Holy Ghost comes, he doesn't go to your body. This body has fornicated before. This body lies. This body, that's why the Bible said in the book of Romans 1, it said, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. So your job, the job of your spirit is to command the soul. The soul is to compel this body to accept what the spirit is saying. He cannot dwell in your soul. You have negative, devil has access to your soul. But the devil does not have access to your spirit, because the spirit you have is the spirit of God. So the Holy Ghost comes and dwells here and faces forward in the mission. So because the Holy Ghost is with this spirit has the ability to know everything the Holy Ghost is knowing. Because it's light. The light deep calleth unto deep. So the light is fetching from my light of the spirit. So when the spirit hears and you sing, the spirit comes to the voice called the consciousness you have. Then the spirit speaks to your conscience. Then your conscience speaks to your soul. Then your soul reacts through the body. That is conversation of the Spirit of God. 101. So when the Holy Ghost is moving, you match the body, matched somebody. The soul speaks. Forget it. Don't say sorry. Just keep going where you're going. The spirit, not the spirit of God now. Your spirit man looks at the Holy Ghost. I'm just helping you understand. Looks at the Holy Ghost and knows that this is not right. This is not the nature. My nature is supposed to say sorry. It's the nature you have received. The soul does not know that a new nature has come. In the mind of the soul is the old nature that likes to fornicate that is there. Is the old nature that likes to lie that is there. Is the old nature that drinks and gets drunk that is there. In the body is still seeing the soul as my guy. The body does not know something is happening in the spirit. But the moment you give your life to Christ, the spirit, a new nature, new spirit comes. So when the body matches on someone, the spirit receives the senses. I say, why is Chisholm matching? It doesn't you understand that there is a new government here? No, it's not my nature. The kingdom of God does not work this way. Now the spirit speaks to the conscience. Then you start thinking, hey, this thing I did is not good. Your scripture is not right. It is your spirit that convicts you of what you are doing. Then the spirit speaks to your mind. This is not us. We don't operate like this in the kingdom of heaven. Your mind nags between the devil. The devil does not affect your body. Only for you, man. It's the soul. Once the battle is won from the soul, the body reacts to the winning, to the battle that won, to the spirit that won. If God won that battle in the soul, the body has no choice but to react to the winning battle. The body is to follow whatever the soul said. That's why he said, be not be conformed by the pattern of this world, but transform this soul by the renewing of the word of God. Whenever you are reading the word of God, you are not helping your spirit. You are helping the soul to understand what the spirit already knows. So that when the spirit communicates to the soul, it is easier for the soul to believe. So that the body will react what the soul has believed, that the spirit already knew. Are you seeing how it works? If the Holy Ghost speaks, you hear, stop. Every one of them must stand still. His authority. This one whispers, that thing you do no good, oh. Oga, pata pata, the verse, change, make me no go ahead. If the Holy Ghost speaks, you stand still. He doesn't take permission. When he speaks, it will seem like your whole body spoke. You are saying, God, I don't know if he says, shut up. You keep quiet. You can't, you say, God, you hear that thing? Did you hear? You will be asking people around if you heard. They'll say, no, we didn't hear anything. He just, you might have a car crash. His own is to be downloading what you ought to become. Downloading. As long as he's here, he's telling you that you are a candidate of the Son of God. That is, I'm assuring you. That's why the Bible says he bears witness. For the Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are children of God. Because the day he leaves, the old nature has come. And that day, in my own understanding, the Bible said that the word of God can pierce between the spirit and the soul. That time, that word will come and pierce and separate the spirit from the soul. And if the Holy Ghost leaves you, it's game over. So when the spirit comes, he dwells in your spirit. He deals with this man. When you are prophesying, it's this man that knows what this man. You understand? When you are prophesying, the spirit of a prophet is subject to the spirit of a prophet. When you are picking something in the spirit, you are picking from your spirit now. So for now, we know in part, but on that day, if you die, you will know everything. Everything will know. Your brain will think higher than you. Everything. In fact, they said when you die, you know. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm explaining here? So there is a spirit that lives, the Holy Spirit lives with your spirit man inside you. He only reveals things to this one. The job of your spirit is to make sure that your soul becomes like him. If your soul becomes like him, your body will be perfect. Your body will be blameless. Present your whole body. Romans 12 verse 2, verse 1, please. You can sit downstairs. Romans 12 verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. He didn't say your spirit. Your spirit has been given. He was talking to believers. The spirit has been given, but the body has not. To God, because of all he has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. There are the ones that God does not find acceptable, like the sacrifice of Cain and Abel. One is accepted, one was not accepted because it's not worthy. Give me King James of this verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. You see, he's talking to believers, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. See, the Holy Ghost cannot present your body. Fast and pray, Holy Ghost, help me present my body. He doesn't do it. You present your body. Paul say, I die every day. Say, man of God, I don't know. My body just the dwam. No. You have the right to say no. Every day, temptations will come. And every day, your body must say no. Nobody sins and say, I don't know when I sinned. It's impossible. It's a lie. Even before you lie, you thought of the lie. Even though they ask you a question instantly, that 1 minute the Holy Ghost has had, see, there is a conversation that takes place in you before you lie. It might look like under 1 second you just said that lie. It took hours in the spirit for you to decide that thing. That's why after you have said it, you just felt bad. That feeling bad, it's the spirit man that is telling you, no, it's not our nature. No. No, now, you shouldn't be lying. It's not what you are. It's not who we are. The right thing to do is to say, sir, I'm sorry, I actually lied. If you can't do that, you will kill the conscience. If you kill your conscience, you are dead. Let's keep going. Our topic today is what? The voice of God. But you can't understand the voice of God if you don't understand how the spirit works and interacts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ways God leads us. Number one, the inward witness. The inward witness, which I just explained to you now. The ways God leads us is through the inward witness. And I'm going to show you an example. This is more like knowing your spirit. You can't just see. It's like a knowing. See, you know, one. You know, have you ever gotten to that place? You just came to a place. You just saw someone. It's not by feeling. You just know that there is a problem in the house. Not by the person crying. You know, if you come and someone crying, you know there is a problem. You are, that is not the spirit telling you. That is you reading by emotion. You are reading by feeling, by what you are seeing. The inward witness is when you come to a particular thing. You look at someone, you don't know, but something tell you that this person's name is John. He did not speak it. He did not say. Understand? He did not speak. You just know. You look at someone smiling. You just see through that this person is sad. He's laughing. This person is laughing very well, but there is something off in this laugh. You can't explain it. That is called the inward witness. It is not a feeling. It is not a feeling. Someone brought a business proposal. If you put 5,000 naira here, they give you 7,000 after 1 week. It sounds so real. It's just 2,000 naira difference. It sounds so real, but something is off. You don't know how it is off, but it is off. Nothing told you. There was no voice that said, my son, this business is wrong. No, you just know. Not by feeling, you sense. You don't feel it. You just know. The inward witness. How many of you have experienced that? That is the spirit of God speaking to you. That is your spirit, the spirit of God. Yes, just say it's your spirit, just so that you don't get confused. It's like a check in the spirit. It is not a voice, but just an understanding. All of a sudden, you are worried, you are burdened. Then you come and start praying. You came with bitterness. Ah, my oga said I will lose this job. They said they will sack me today from the office. I know they will sack me today. They told me my friend that is close to the oga has snapped the picture of that letter and sent to me that I'm losing the job. I know. Then you come before God. All of a sudden, joy. You don't know where it's coming from. Nobody's speaking anything to you. You know you are still losing the job. God is not saying that job, you will not lose it. You are still losing the job. But all of a sudden, you just have hope that something great will happen. The spirit of hope just comes. That is the inward man speaking. That is the spirit of God speaking to you. He didn't say, I'm giving you a job tomorrow. He just released the atmosphere of hope. And as you are just praying, you start having hope. Oh boy, that my debtor say, you carry me, go court. As you are praying, I say, no worry, I beg, nothing, nothing, nothing. And when you are done from that prayer, you are not worried about the debt. But after a while, the human soul will start thinking, oh boy, tomorrow you won't get debt. But it is no longer as heavy as it was because something has been injected in that atmosphere. That's why whenever you go back to God and you are praying, the inward man begins to download things in the spirit. It's called knowing. You can't explain it, you just know. Some people, I'm telling you, I've started seeing people's house. I say, I'm not like seeing your house per se. I just know that this is your house. How I know? I can't explain, but I just know. Have you ever seen people, you are something issue in the family? You just say, Daddy, don't worry, it's going to be all right. And your father say, how do you know? Say, I just don't know, but I just know. That's the easiest way we say, our boy, above everything, you know, we go there with it, we go there all right. How do you know? I'm not talking about the people that smoke Ibo and say they will be alright. Just by you, they are goners. No, because that time they are thinking on the realm of the demonic. I'm saying you know you are sound mind. Just well, above all things, we will do alright. How do you think those that are convict, that are held in prisons, how do you think they wake up every day? They have that mindset that we are going to be alright. It's the hope. That's why you see them, they'll be cracking jokes. You see some of them laughing. They say, guy, you get bigger though. You are like, I mean, you are in this little place. They poop at the same place. And inside their own place, their own something that looks like room, they inhale it. I've been there, so I know what I'm telling you. I've seen it. So they inhale it and they live there. And you complain about rashes when you lean on small wall. It's a little rash, skin care. They live there. Their body has adapted to the system there. Do you remember boarding school? The first day you went to boarding school, you got darker. But after a while, you start getting lighter. Your body has conformed. Hope came. If a connection man to me is there, over we will survive. Is the inward witness. He gives you hope. So whenever you are praying and you begin to sense hope, the Spirit is speaking. You are hearing the voice of God. He's speaking. Not by talking, but by knowing. You're about to follow a road. I don't know. I just don't feel like this road is the right road to follow. He said, is God telling you anything? No, God is not saying anything, but guy, we'll just no go this way. Are you seeing anything? I'm not seeing, I just don't. It's the inward feeling. You are in an exam hall, there is an answer, you don't know the answer again. But you overheard someone say A. You want to tick the A, you don't know the answer. You want to tick the A, something say Kai. No bia. He didn't speak. You say, nah, okay. Chidima read an A. They say na A. Nah, my guy, the normal word will say, my spirit no accept him. That is the inward. It's called, is it intuition? It's in you. Intuition is in you. It's instinctively active. You can't explain it. Because you are a son of God. That spirit of God is there. That nature is there. Have you ever composed a message? After you are done composing the message, you're about to post. Something you'll tell you that this message go bring wahala. This message where they compose. He didn't say it. You just know. In your mind, there was no wahala when you are composing it. But something said, just delete her. You say, make you leave and let her, make you read her. You came back again. You want to press send. The send no grigo. Nobody say you can't press it. Something is telling you. Just delete them. If you don't listen to that and send that, wahala go show. You will say, but now just more text message now. They will say, but how you compose it was a problem. You wrote down something. When you are writing it, you know, if you write out of anger, the message is the make sense, bro. If you are angry now, person provoke you are writing. You will see words going to come. Can you imagine everything I do? Something will be reminding you what you did 17 years ago. This is what you did to Chinedu. You also did to Chinwe. You also do to Chinenye. And that is how you did it to Emeka. And Emeka hated you. But me, I was always there. Can you? The more you are writing, you are burning. If you keep that phone, when you read it, it's punchline. If you drop them, you go hit her. Papa. You will feel okay. That's true. But do you know that if you drop that thing and you sit down quiet and you... 5 minutes, if you come back to that message, you will hate everything you wrote. Do you know what you did? That time you were upset, it was not the spirit. You are walking by flesh. The flesh was speaking because the flesh can talk. It was speaking through your mind. But when you, that way, if you are upset, don't text message. Have you ever wondered when you are upset, someone sent you a message? While reading the message, you are reading it out of anger. And yet the message is innocent. You start seeing things that were not in the message. Then you are like, can you imagine the message when you understand the alarm? Just negative when you understand it. And someone else read it. And it's like, there's nothing wrong. He said, I'm going to be a man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.